celebrate our rare gold taonga, we welcome you in an opportunity to view a rare or special item from the collection in the reading room of Level 2 of Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero, the Central City Library. Listen here to learn more about these unique collection items. This month, we feature the beautiful and fantastical publication, Temple of Flora. I spoke with Georgia Prince, rare and printed book specialist, about the book.
So this book is by a man called Robert Thornton, and it's known as The Temple of Flora. Its full title is The Temple of Flora or Garden of the Botanist, Poet, Painter and Philosopher, which gives you some idea of the range of its content and the rather odd juxtapositions that occur within it. Our copy was printed in 1812, so it's right on the edge of the Regency period, really, and the era of the Romantics. And it's a book which features different exotic plants, full-page illustrations in colour, and then a text that accompanies it, which is a rather interesting mix of scientific information about unusual plants, poetry, folklore, a very odd mixture, really, to modern taste, for a book which seems to be about plants and botany. Of course, it's a wider view of botany than we would take nowadays. And the plates, in particular, are full of very exotic, picturesque sort of background. So instead of the plant standing clear, as is often the case in botanical books from this period, where they're trying to focus on the features of the plant and different foliage and buds and seed heads and the sort of scientific description of what it looks like. These are almost fantasy images of the plant. And are often quite weird and wonderful in their appearance.
And sort of connected also with other flora and fauna.
They
are. In this one we're looking at, there's bird life as
there's
well
bird
as
life
plant
and,
life.
Yes. And the idea originally, I think, was that they would be plants shown in their setting. But because this was a period where many plants from other parts of the world were being discovered and brought back to Britain, which is where this book was published, and people were unsure really of what the actual setting was, that the settings are created with a very unusual background. They don't look very realistic in many cases. They look quite romantic and often quite gothic. I mean, we have images of volcanoes in the background and bolts of lightning and storms and all the sort of paraphernalia of a romantic setting.
And this one sort of that we're displaying on the wall, what's this one called?
Well, this is the roses plate, where we've got sort of pictures of towers and almost fairy tale towers in the background, even though at the foreground we've got birds and young and plants. The background is quite a fairy tale tower, and in some of the others there's images of volcanoes and a lot of weather, if you like, in the background. They're hand coloured, these plates, so they're produced by all sorts of different processes, and they were extremely expensive to make. And one of the stories around this book is that the man who produced it, Dr. Thornton, really virtually bankrupted himself in producing it, because he got all these different artists to do the paintings for which he had to pay them. And then the plates themselves were difficult to produce because they were etched, or they were mezzo-tinted, or they were stipple engraved, and then all the colour is added with watercolour by hand, because this is before people were able to print in colour commercially. So they're very vibrant and lively in terms of their colour, but very expensive to produce.
And the text that accompanies the
text was written by Thornton, except he quotes a lot of poetry, and on the page that we're looking at here, there's a poem here which is signed Darwin, and You mustn't mistake that for Charles Darwin. This is by his grandfather, who was Erasmus Darwin, who was a medical doctor, but part of a group of scientific friends who people may have heard of the Lunar Society. He was part of the Lunar Society, and he was friends with people like Josiah Wedgwood and Matthew Boulton and a lot of the experimental scientists in the Midlands. And his contribution was to write this rather peculiar poem called The Botanic Garden, where he personifies plants and talks about them as if they're people. And this is a quotation on the page that we're showing here for the large flowering sensitive plant, where he actually describes the plant as if it's a human being. And they are quite peculiar poems to our taste, I should say. I'm sure they weren't peculiar at the time. Yeah. So it's a combination of poetry, scientific text, as I say, folklore, all sorts of different elements around the plant.
Yeah, even the title, doesn't it? Large flowering sensitive plant gives it the sort of a personification.
It does.
Of a kind.
That's like, right. It does.
And so, tell me about the provenance of this book. How did it come to our collections?
Well, interestingly enough, we're not really sure. It was donated to us by a man called Mr. Lamb, and so it's not part of the Gray collection, and it's not part of Henry Shaw's donation. So it's been given to us sometime in the library's history in the early 20th century. And is one of many books that we've acquired from different donors, not our sort of the Gray collection and not Henry Shaw's collection, not Frank Reed's collection, but from an individual Aucklander who's given us a book, which, you know, has proved to be of... fascinating for many people.
Do you know whether in its past here it's been used much by researchers or?
A lot of it's been used really for its exhibition potential and for how wonderful it looks, rather than as a tool for, certainly not a tool for botanical research. Because it crosses those boundaries, but
it's
it is the sort
creative.
Of book. Yeah, it's very creative. But I would say it's more an example of romanticism in book form than a standard botanical book.
Fantastic. And how long will it be on display?
It's on display for the month of November, but of course it will be available in our book collection for people to ask to see at any time. As is true of all the treasures that we have in the library's collection.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.